Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
E ngā mana, e ngā reo, e ngā kārangatanga maha o te motu, o te ao whānui anō hoki, nau mai, hoki mai ki Everyday Māori, the podcast where we teach you everyday Māori that you can use in everyday situations. Ko Hemi Kelly tōku ingoa.
Ko Āpera Woodfine tōku ingoa.
Kia ora e hoa.
Kia ora e hoa.
Hea te kaupapa I tēnei rā?
Today's kaupapa is looking at imperatives, specifically using me.
Me and kaua. Kia tīmata tātou. In our last episode, we looked at kia and how we can use kia to say let's with verbs. Nō reira e hoa, pātai tuatahi, my first question again to you is what's your understanding already of me?
So, I see it as a command that's a little harder than kia. So it's like a strong suggestion. Me, and then something.
He tauira?
Me kōrero tāua.
Me kōrero tāua. We should talk.
We should talk. Oh,
me kōrero tāua.
That's what you don't want to hear from your boss.
Or your partner. Me kōrero tāua. So if we go back to the last episode, what's the difference between these two phrases? Kia kōrero tāua and me kōrero tāua.
I see the first one, kia kōrero tāua, as a suggestion. Hey, we could talk, you know, let's talk. Mm-hmm. Maybe a bit more lighter, a bit more like a chat. But yeah, me kōrero tāua feels like there's a kaupapa to be discussed, you know?
Koia. E whakai ana hau. Ai, kia kōrero tāua, let's talk. Me kōrero tāua, we need to talk, we should talk. Nō reira. Ne, he kaha ake. It is definitely stronger there. If we are using me, it's always followed with a tūmahi, with a verb. So let's go.
Me haere.
Me haere, and then the subject.
Me haere tāua.
Me haere tāua, if it's me and you, and if it's all of us. Me haere tātou. Mm. Let's eat.
Me kai tātou.
Me kai tātou. Let's get to work. We should work.
Me mahi tātou.
Me mahi tātou. Me mahi tātou. So that's the base of this phrase. And then, of course, we can add on. Okay, so adding on, we're going to use our joiners again. E and ki, maybe, depending on the sentence. I'm going to give you a few English sentences e hoa, and I'm going to ask you to translate them back into te reo Māori. And for those of you, kei te whakarongo mai, listening in, have a go at translating them back before Āpera says them. You should listen to your mum.
Me whakarongo koe ki tō māma.
Pai. Me whakarongo koe ki tō māma. Ki tō whāia, rānei. Ne?
Ki tō whāia.
Either one. This is a good one for this time. We should go to the beach.
Me haere tātou ki tātahi.
Me haere tātou ki tātahi. Ai, me haere tātou. Yeah, let's go. Me haere tātou, we should go. Ka pai, so tātahi there is a location word. So rather than ki te tātahi, Āpera said ki tātahi, which is correct. Other words for the beach you might have used were me haere tātou ki te tahatai. Me haere tātou ki te moana. I hear that sometimes coming through, but we've got to remember that the moana is actually the ocean. Mm. So if we want to say the beach, me haere tātou ki tātahi.
Could you put the name of a specific beach in?
Mm.
Me haere tātou ki piha.
Ai. Me haere tātou ki piha. Me haere tātou ki tokomaru. Okay, you should go back home. You should return home.
me hoki koe ki tō whare.
Mm-hmm. Me hoki koe ki tō kāinga. Either one of those, ne? Whare, kāinga.
You did say home, so kāinga would have been better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that was A minus. Hana should ring you.
Me waia a hana ki a koe.
Tino pai e hoa. Me waia a hana ki a koe. Sometimes we're at a kaupapa and someone stands up and they just keep on talking. And you might need this phrase to say, he should sit down.
Me noho aia?
Me noho aia, aia? That's very Ngāti Porou, that use of aia. Me noho ia?
Me noho ia.
Yeah, but on the East Coast, you hear a before ia a lot. Me noho aia. Me noho ia. These little differences around the motu. Pai. Yeah, there's no need to put in the kiraro ne. Me noho ia kiraro. That does make sense, and you can say that, but within the word noho is sit down. Me noho ia. Kia ora hoa. Tino pai. A plus.
Yeah.
So, if we want to negate those sentences, if we're telling someone that something needs to be done or should be done, and let's look at an example. Me haere koe, you should go, you need to go, me haere koe. How would you negate that sentence?
Would you use kaua?
Kaua.
Kaua e haere?
Kaua e haere, don't go, don't go. How would you add in the koe?
Kaua koe e haere.
Kaua koe e haere.
Comes in before the e.
Koea. Me haere koe, kaua koe e haere. So let's take those sentences that we translated, or that you translated.
Yeah, I did the mahi.
I'll do the negating. You give me the sentence, I'll negate it.
Okay, cool. So you shouldn't listen to your mum.
Kaua e whakarongo ki tō whaia.
Yeah, that's a mean one.
It's just an example, mum.
Yeah. Right. You shouldn't go to the beach.
Kaua e haere ki tātahi. You've got work to do.
And if we wanted to put a subject,
would
we put a subject in that?
We could. So, because the example sentence was, we should go to the beach. Me haere tātou ki tātahi. So the same as what you did. Kaua tātou e haere ki tātahi.
Okay, cool.
We shouldn't go to the beach. Let's not go to the beach. Don't go to the beach. Right. Kaua tātou e haere ki tātahi.
Probably one of those ones where the subject is obvious from the context, right?
I'd
be talking about us.
This is also the negation for kia, ne? So kia kōrero tāua. We spoke at the beginning of this episode about the difference between kia kōrero tāua and me kōrero tāua. Let's talk, and we should or we need to talk. So I'm going to use kaua for both of those. Kaua, tāua e kōrero. I can put kia in front of kaua. Kia kaua tāua e kōrero. Let's not talk. Kia kaua tāua e kōrero. And I can also put me before kaua. Me kaua tātou e kōrero. It's not often used because it's not really needed. It's already there in kaua. So just letting you know there that this is to negate both of these phrases.
Cool. It's a nice response if someone says, me kōrero tāua, kia kaua tāua e kōrero. There's no need for that.
Anei, māu e whakakāhore. Now I'm going to give you some new phrases in English, just a couple for you to translate using kaua. Don't run in the house.
Kaua e oma ki roto i te whare.
Pai, ai, i roto i te whare.
I roto, he pai ake.
He pai ake tēnā. Don't yell.
Kaua e hāparangi.
Kaua e hāparangi. Pai.
O kaua koe e hāparangi.
Ai, you should yell.
Me hāparangi.
Me hāparangi koe. Anei kē, ne? Don't sing. Don't you sing.
Kaua koe e waiata.
Āpera should sing.
Me waiata a āpera?
Kia ora. Ka pai, tino pai. Just to add on while we're looking at kaua Here we're telling someone, don't do something. If someone is already doing something, for example, if someone's already singing and we want to tell them to stop singing, we use kaatsi. Kaatsi can be used on its own to say stop, that's enough. Kaatsi, kaatsi, kaatsi. If we want to add on what the mahi is, kaatsi te waiata. Stop singing, kaatsi te waiata. Stop yelling.
Kaati te hāparangi.
Kaati te hāparangi. Stop running.
Kaati te oma.
In the house.
I te whare.
Ka pai. Kaati te oma I te whare. Kaati te oma I roto I te whare. Tino pai.
Ka pai. So there we've got how to use me and how to negate me and also how to say stop doing something as well.
Ai. Nō reira, me mutu I konei ne. We should stop here. Since we've come to the end of this episode, ka hoki mai anō māua a te rāwiki. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Nō reira, whakarongo. Tonu mai e hoa mā. Hei kona.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātā Wai, kia ukai poa nō te reo.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.